You think seeing Luther seeing the corruptness of the church with indulgences and all this power stuff, and how much influence did that have on what was happening to him inside, or was it mainly just his experience?
Though there were a lot of other people at the time who were criticizing the Roman Church. You know, you got to remember that a lot of the Lutheran stuff that we inherit traditionally comes down to us in the form of kind of, you know, Luther legendary stuff, Luther myths, Luther. We hear the stripped down, bare bones, essential stories. But what most people don't know is that in Luther's time, and about 100 years prior to Luther, during that century, there was a tremendous amount of criticism of the Catholic Church from within the church about the corruption of the papacy. Luther was just one more voice saying, yeah, I agree with that, and here's bang, 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 let's talk about it. I think I agree with John Huss and all the rest of them who've been talking about this. The difference for Luther was that while he was also engaged in this outward critique of the Catholicity, or the governance of the Roman Church and how it actually functioned, he was also undergoing a personal struggle of faith. Because remember, what did the church promise him? I started out with this morning.
Assurance.
Assurance of salvation. Do this, Martin, and you'll have assurance. And 16 years later, after playing the monastic, you know, game for all, he didn't have any. I've done this. I've been to Rome. I've, you know, did the hike down to Rome and took a 4 or 5 month trip, you know, on foot. And I've, you know, I've scrubbed the floors and I've said the prayers and I've read the Bible and I served the poor and I've done it all again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I don't have any assurance because I've still got my sins. And of course, his confessor was Johann Staupitz was just totally frustrated with Luther, and finally came to say, you know, look, you're confessing things that are just ridiculous. I mean, and he tried to help Luther understand that God is gracious, God is forgiving. You know, and even at the end, when Luther left the monastery and he was released from his vows, you know, Staupitz remained his friend for all of his life. Because he couldn't bring himself to do what Luther did, but he understood the problem. He couldn't personally go there. So I guess what I'm getting at here when I talk about this is that as we Lutherans believe we know what the gospel is, and we have to start there, and that's where we started earlier today. We believe that Luther got it right, that salvation is a free gift of God through faith, and that faith is a gift of God, that he gives where and when he will. We can never earn it, ask for it, decide for it, accomplish it. It is given by him in the gospel where it is preached, and the Holy Spirit brings it to belief in people's lives. We believe that. We believe that's the good news. That it's all off our backs, and Christ is our salvation, period. Most of the world's Christians don't believe that.